Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Police in the Bronx this morning are looking for the killer of an 11-year-old girl struck dead by a stray bullet fired half a block away. Glenn Shuck with more this morning from the Longwood section. Glenn?
More tragedy, unfortunately, to report this morning. Kiara Tay is her name, Lee. Latest victim of random gunfire here in the city. Walking with her family just before 5 yesterday afternoon. Here I am at the corner of Westchester and Fox Avenue in the Longwood section, when suddenly several men who were riding on a scooter were zipping back and forth, apparently chasing a man who was running on foot again. And then the passenger on that scooter fired off the shots. One of the bullets struck Kiara in the stomach, and she passed away at Lincoln Hospital after several hours. NYPD Deputy Chief from the Bronx Commander here. This is Tim McCormick.
This is the second child that's shot in this borough this year, an 11-month-old and now an 11-year-old. It is troubling that this is happening in our society today, when the NYPD, we know how to fight crime, and we're doing it to the best of our ability.
Manhunt for the shooter and for the person who was running away, that continues this morning, Lee. There were many witnesses here at the time. There's also a very clear surveillance footage of the incident that the NYPD has released, and a memorial for this 11-year-old girl is starting to grow here. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live in the Bronx.
President Biden travels to Buffalo today. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says he will be there to grieve with the community over the deaths of 10 people who were just shopping at a supermarket when they were killed in an apparently racially motivated hate attack. The accused killer from Conklin, New York, had apparently been to Buffalo and that supermarket before.
The suspect came here to Buffalo in March, raising new questions for police and prosecutors trying to learn all they can about him and the planning that went into the supermarket attack.
We are trying to ascertain what he was doing here, okay, and where he was when he was here.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn told ABC News investigators are trying to find what he did, who he met, and any statements he may have made during his earlier visit. The suspect posted plans for the attack in a private group on social media, down to his sketches of the grocery store and aisles. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Buffalo.
There was a vigil here in the city last night for the victims. Council Speaker Adrian Adams saying,
"Take my hand."
Mayor Adams spoke.
"There are many rivers that feed the sea of violence. The river of the madness and sickness of social media that continues to give people this energy of hatred and destruction."
About 100 people attended the vigil at the Bethel Gospel Assembly Destiny Worship Pavilion on Fifth Avenue. The Yankees extended their lead in the AL East last night. They beat the Orioles in Baltimore despite, or maybe because of, the renovations at Camden Yards. Mark Rene joins us with more this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Legion. Carlos Stanton only wound up with an RBI double instead of a two-run homer in the third inning when he hit a screaming line drive to where the left field fence used to be. But the Yanks would hit three other home runs in a 6-2 win. Anthony Rizzo, the last of that bunch, giving the Yankees three guys with at least 10 big flies the first 35 games of the season for the first time in franchise history.
"I don't think we're really trying to go up there and slug. We're trying to just pass it on to the next guy. That's the best part, is knowing that behind you is a guy that has probably over 200-plus home runs in this league and are well on his way."
Rizzo joining Stanton and Aaron Judge in the double-digit homer club, and the Yanks wake up this morning with a 5.5-game division lead. Mark Rene, 1010 Winds Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.